Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, DJ NoQuest? How you doing?
I'm chilling.
Long time.
No, see, you've been in a... Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. You know, big things are gone, as they say. You know what I mean? You know. What's new in the world? All right, cool. Let's put them on. We're going to put them on, because Brooklyn got that fire. Got a pulse back.
Yeah.
Got a pulse back. You know what I mean?
Doubt.
So you doubters,
no
you non-believers. You know, it took some cats to tell a tale that, you know, it's been in the back of the minds of plenty of brothers from the day. You know what I mean? They done seen it. They done lived it. They done walked it. Seldom spoke about, but definitely well remembered. The reason why you tuck your chains in. You know, the reason why you don't travel in packs. You know, it's the reason why, you know, brothers move the way they move. You understand? Brooklyn had his own vibe. And there's a brother, a couple brothers out there, a collective unit, I would say, that put out a phenomenal web series called Money and Violence. Yeah, Money and Violence. Money and Violence, definitely. I want a T-shirt. I commend you, brothers. Y'all doing a wonderful job. The actors doing a good job. You know, for people who haven't had any acting experience, they're doing a good
job.
Yeah,
they're not even they're not actors. They're just regular dudes.
Mm-hmm.
They're just regular
doing
dudes.
A real good
That's
job, man. Yeah, and you know, this is how you know you're doing a good job for you brothers out there that might be listening. When you have your audience believing you're that dude, you dig?
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
yes,
when they're
indeed.
Actually, you know, either cheering or like, no, you know what I mean? And that, and you know, this particular series grasps you like that, you know. You know, and it seems like they had limited resources to do what they did, because I noticed that they... you know, like when it's like, there's no major action scenes or nothing like that, that, you know, car crashes, no explosions, but they manage to deliver the images, you know, perfectly.
You know what I like about that? Thing that I really like about that is that when something big actually is about to happen, they kind of leave it out in, like, they kind of leave it up to your imagination so that you can think about what happened. Like, they show them, like,
absolutely.
Going off to the side, and it's just like, then they come back afterwards. It's like, oh, shit, like, what just happened there? So that's kind of like old school, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre type shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I mean
like
listen, it was masterfully done. It was, I don't know if it was intentional or due to the fact that, you know, you need permits to be in certain places to do certain things, so they found a way to work around that and still create, you know, have their creative process popping. I can't call it, but the end result is they got a fire situation. It's going to go real big. It's already big right
now,
in my opinion.
Yeah, they're a hot commodity right now.
Yeah.
They said
you fellas is going to get a ton of trim behind the show. You sisters is definitely getting winks. You understand? No, really, because, you know, first of all, you know, a lot of people, a lot of fans can't separate the image that a certain person may portray. Whether it be acting or singing or whatever the case, they can't disassociate that character with that person. So you stuck. So if you that dude they hate, they going to hate your ass on the off day, you know.
Grind
but if they
tie.
Love you, oh, man. Yeah, your man Ty, man, you know. Yo, for those that don't know it, it's a YouTube series. For those who ain't hip, you should go on YouTube. Pull it up, right? Pull up Money and Violence. Pull up episode 1 and subscribe to Cloud9 TV, where they have all the episodes And you got the direct link to these cats, and definitely give it a good look. I watched the whole shit. Now, I'm not going to sit here and chop it up about something I do. I watched it in 2 days. Can you do? I couldn't stop.
No Request put me onto it, less than a week ago, and I finished it already. That's 24 episodes.
Yeah, we waiting on the come up. We want the re-up on that, baby.
We
need to know what's going down.
We haven't even seen this final, like, season finale yet. It hasn't even finished. We're still waiting on part two of the season finale, right?
We got to get that up. We got to get it up, you know. And it's definitely a very compelling show, you dig? It's definitely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's basically, like, if it was in a book, it would have been read. But the way that it was filmed was, it's nothing extra I could have told these cats to do to make it more perfect than what it is right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't care. Hollywood can't make it better. It is what it is. And these dudes found a way to let the streets talk for itself and tell a story at the same time. You know what I mean? They're going to have cast vernaculars changing. You know what I'm saying? Not only that, but my man Rafe was one of the characters in there. And I got to give him a strong shout out for keeping that Vintage Low shit going on. I see you. I see you with them teddy bearness. I see you with that Universal. I see you, man. Yo, your man is really keeping it funky with that. You know what I'm saying? I like to see that shit. You know, he's keeping that low shit heavy. And he got some heavy pieces in there, yo. And you low heads out there know what I'm talking about. Because when you see your man Rafe putting it in, your man is styling hard, man. So shout outs to him, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, as far as the characters go, you got
crazy.
A wide assortment of characters, man. You know what I mean? Say again, sis?
They got something for everybody. Everybody can relate to. They got the cool cat, the grimy cat, the crazy baby mama.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Well, they got the wild yardies in there.
I have to say that they need to change Homegirl's name because I'm not digging that shit too tight.
It is what it is, yo.
Them dudes
got something going on there. Shada made a name for herself, you hear? So I guess you're going to have to clean that shit off. You know what I mean? Kind of brighten that up with some pledge. Or y'all going to have to shoot a fair one over it. But I'll tell you one thing.
I can't have no grimy chick named Shay.
It ain't the only one. It's all good. Somebody got to do it. You know what I mean? Somebody got to do it.
Yeah.
It might as well be you.
Whatever.
This is one of your, you got to go through it. You dig. But, I mean, aside from the show, which is a phenomenal thing, and I'm not trying to, you know, switch topics here because that's definitely a good situation. And we're going to get back to that. But what's good with the Grammys, man?
The Grammys were, you know, I have to say, I watched it last night as I was watching the last few episodes of Money and Violence, kind of going back and forth between the two, and it was a little disappointing, but award shows in their entirety have been disappointing to me for the last several years, because they're not award shows anymore. It's just a big concert, and half of it is whack. Half of it is just whack.
I watched the Grammys a long time ago. Well, see, that's the thing. I'm not too familiar with the new music. You understand?
Right.
I'm not with it, yo. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not feeling. Listen, this is some of y'all dudes that's dope, but it's a majority of y'all cornball rappers and all that and wax singers that's getting way too much shine for my liking. You know, that's just me.
Right.
I actually had to fast from radio in 97. I ain't been back ever since. I ain't looking back either. You know what I mean?
On that note, real quick before I forget, there's a new radio station in New York, 103.9. It's old school. You will dig it. Check it out when you get a chance. 103.9. I'm telling you, you're going to love it.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Just found it yesterday. 103.9.
Okay.
I was like, what? It's all old school. Everything. That shit was dope.
What? That's what I'm talking about. We needed that. You understand?
Yep.
We needed that. Because right now, I mean, music is so disposable. It's like artists are coming and going. And, you know, there's a song.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be in rotation and drilling that shit into your head. And then the next day, it's gone. You know? And the thing that made me dislike radio to the fullest, I mean, I was like, yo, you dudes, especially New York radio, is these guys wasn't even breaking artists. They just playing trash, like, from all over the place. Like, there
heavy
was no
rotation, the same music
reason
over and over.
I can dig that. But there's no reason why Trinidad James record, his image, anything, should not have crossed the Mason-Dixon line. That shit needed to stay right there, no fuck where it came from. It didn't have no business over here. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about quality shit now. When I say quality shit, there's certain acts, you know, that go to certain venues, and you know, you have like some good artists there that's really down home brothers. They don't have to specifically be from the city, but they definitely got to come with a product that's supposed to be there. That, you know, and they had Trinidad James and SOBs, yo. Now when I seen that shit alone had me salty. But the fact that the crowd in there was singing along with this motherfucker had me in fumes. I was livid. I was done. I was like, yo, what happened? Is this, what part of the game is this? This is not supposed to exist here. You know, and it just let me know that, you know, the people, you know, who are running things up in here, and this is where you got a power struggle here, because you're looking at it like, okay, the people that's supposed to be in these positions to make things happen don't exist anymore. It's a free for all. And it's all about paper. You know, people need to step back in, man. They need to step the fuck back in. These cats stepped in and said, yo, there's a big blank spot, you know, as far as authentic storylines, plots, and characters go. And they gave us Money and Violence. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Which was a dope situation, because it was a stupid void. And I'm sure there's probably like thousands of cats that be like, you know, I was thinking about doing just that. But you was thinking about it. These motherfuckers went and done it. You understand what I'm saying? And they did a hell of a good job. And, they, you know, I could say, you know, yeah, I want to do the same shit. But I don't think I could have done it like these brothers. You know, so I can't take nothing away from them. They did a damn good job, you know.
He did. Did you watch the interview on The Breakfast Club yet or no?
No, I didn't. I didn't watch it yet. No.
So Rafe, and I forget what his real name is, but Rafe says that he wrote a couple novels, and he started this with the intent of doing a feature, like a full-length film. And he said that after 2 months of filming and all the editing, which he taught himself via YouTube tutorials, all he came up with was 18 minutes of time. After 2 months of shooting, he said he had 18 minutes. So he's like, you know what? We're going to roll with this. We're going to do it as a web series, do it once a week, Tuesdays at 8 o'clock or whatever it is. I forget the time. And that's how they've been doing it. So 2 months for the first episode, and then like, oh, damn, like now, wait, we got 6 days to the next one. We got to go out there and do it, like, quick. So that's how they've been doing it. But it started in his head as a thought to do a full feature. But then he was like, let's just do a series. So,
I'll tell you one thing. It wouldn't have worked. Mm. If he did a movie, it wouldn't have worked.
It wouldn't have worked at all. You know what I'm saying?
He has a better platform to develop all of these characters. And they're developing as the show goes along. And it's twists and turns and connections that'll freak you out. You know, so
and their
acting abilities
are improving also. They're getting better at it because as they get more comfortable, like, going through it. So you can definitely, I mean, I see from the first, like, maybe 6 or 7 episodes to the last few episodes, they're crazy changed. They've done, phenomenal jobs, absolutely phenomenal jobs.
But I noticed these guys, in order to kind of, like, stay in character and avoid from looking totally horrible in their acting ability, they throw on the dark shades. They throw on dark shades. I mean, whatever helps. You know what I'm saying? So they're putting on these dark shades and they're just working it out. It's brilliant. It's working for them. And the fact that the essence of the street. Indeed.
Right.
But the essence of the streets is so strong in it, they really don't have to act.
Yeah, it's true.
They really don't have to. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They don't. So, I think they pulled off some shit. I mean, that cats would be sitting out up in here going to filming school for years and still couldn't pull off. You know what I'm saying? This guy pulled it off. And he pulled it off big time. You know what I mean? Big time.
With
even right now, it's
5
million.
And a boom mic.
Yeah. That's it. That's it.
One video camera and a boom mic. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. That's all. That's all they did. And killed the game.
Big ups, Rafe.
Word up, man. and my man Miz. I got favorite characters and whatnot. Rafe is one of my characters. Miz is my guy. He's just a reckless dude, but he got intelligence to him. But your man don't give a flying fuck.
No, he don't.
Or rolling donut. This dude is just, he just gunning it down, yo. You know what I don't want to happen? What?
I was going to say, Rafe actually is more of a don't give a fuck more than Miz is. Because Rafe is like, he'll throw a bitch down the stairs and he don't care. Miz is like, what? You do that for real? Like, you bunch of
bitches. Well,
yeah,
because Miz is a shooter.
Yeah, true. All
right. Mm-mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? It's funny to see how many characters come and go. Like, you know, there were certain characters in there that had a presence and did great acting. And they got killed off early.
Quick,
you know, but, you know, it's the same way the streets work. You know, you got some great fellas out there in the world, and they just not making it. You know what I'm saying? They not making it. You know,
it's
so
true.
You know, the realism of it is definitely there. It's very compelling shit to watch. And I think people out there need to check that out. So, like I said before, take your ass to YouTube. Go to Money and Violence, Episode 1. Subscribe to Cloud9 TV and, you know, go through it. You won't stop. Believe it or not, you won't stop. You know, I was up and I was skeptical at first.
I was reading some comments under, you know, some of the episodes, and there's this one dude who was like, yo, my boy put me onto it. I watched the whole series in 2 days. He was like, I couldn't stop. I was watching it at work. I was doing it here. I was doing it there. I could not stop 2 days until he was done. Now he's jonesing for the next one. Like, we are. We all jonesing for it.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I've never seen a negative comment about the show.
Nah, me either.
And I've checked them out, you know. I've never seen a negative comment, man. You on to something, fellas. I mean, like, y'all
Everyone's
up there ate some one of them apples Eve was giving out because y'all doing it. You understand? In a major motherfucking way. You did. So, you know. Now, dig it. Back to this Grammy situation we was discussing. I'm not supporting the Grammys. I don't dig the Grammys because I don't understand how their voting works, or whatever the case may be. And half the music I don't even listen to. You know what
I
mean?
Well, let me tell you. The votes are done by 13,000 members of the Academy, and that's it. So
But what are they basing these votes on? Is it record sales?
It's each individual. Each individual person votes based
that's
on
ridiculous.
Their preference. Exactly. And that's why so many people win that probably shouldn't win.
That's
fucking
ridiculous.
I mean, who
that's
knows
biased,
who they are?
Period.
Right,
that's
and that's
biased.
Why the People's Choice Award's always better, because it's actually the fans that get to do the choosing, or the Billboard Award. So, you know, one of the other ones
But you got to think about it. That's dealing with record sales, because the more people you grab and get hitched on your fuckery, you know what I mean? The more votes you would have, you know, and who's to judge the next man to really be like, yo, this dude is hot. I would say this would be my thing, right? This is what I would do. I would get like a panel of old school artists, dudes that did it, got the job done. You know,
from
what I mean?
All different
those
genres.
Are the guys that best judge. Just your performance, you know, the quality of your music, the content, the lyrics, everything. As far as even hip-hop, R&B, forget about it. If you take some old-school R&B cats and put them on a panel, they would probably douse the new shit with gasoline and bun it, because it don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Who you got?
Yeah,
Brown?
Most definite. Please, with his
really,
blue hair.
come on. It's too much weird shit going on, man. You know what I mean? And what's up with... Yo, really? Listen. What's up with Bruce Jenner, man? What's up with this dude, man? First of all... How the fuck, people, I got to let this out. How do you go from a man to becoming a lesbian?
It's his personal preference, so, you know, we're not gonna judge on that, right?
No, fuck that. No, I'm sorry. No. That's bullshit. Listen, how the fuck do you decide to get a sex change and you like 65? Come on, dude. You fucking the game up with. Yo, first of all, you got grown kids, man. One hostile one, too. You know what I'm saying?
All right. He has apparently been wanting to do this for quite some time. But Miss Kris Jenner has basically got his balls in a sling for the past 10, 15 years because he's been wanting to come out with this. And she has apparently got his shits in a vice grip. Saying, that ain't happening. You're going to ruin our brand name. So she hasn't let him do this. Until all of a sudden he was like, fuck that, I'm doing it. It's happening. You ain't going to stop me no more. We getting divorced.
So you mean to
That's
tell
it.
Me.
I'm done with you.
You mean to tell me the Bruce Jenner we all know and love, this dude, you know, running track with them gym shorts on, you know, the old classic ones with the stripe on the side, you dig, with the tube socks and all that.
The ones that barely cover his balls.
Right, right. So you mean to tell me this dude was feeling some kind of way back in the day, right?
Yeah.
And he decides
because
to go and run around with women. Hold on. He run around with women. You getting married, having kids, and wait till you in your 60s? Is he in his 60s? He should be older than that.
Yeah, something like that. He's been married three times.
A fucking sex change? Like, yo, dude, like, hold on. Hold the fucking horses here, man.
He's been married three times. I think he has 5 kids. They're all grown, except for the youngest, who's like 17 now. I mean, she's still grown, whatever. That's the one that's messing with Tyga.
Right.
And he's apparently always had an issue with his quote-unquote sexuality. And
so is he gay?
No, he's not gay.
So he's a lesbian.
I guess that's
he's a
what
lesbian
he'll
be. That wants to pee sitting down now. That's Bruce Jenner's hustle. Listen, yo, he needs
he
to sit his old ass
like Kim
down.
K. He wants boobs like Kim K.
Yo, listen, man, what you going to do, dude? Like, you're going to be like a tall, wrinkled-up, masculine lesbian dude that... I mean, dude, listen, man, hold on, so let me woosah real quick, man, for Bruce Jenner, because this dude is out of his fucking mind. This is not how we move, bruh. This is not how we move, man. You know what I'm saying? If he's going to do it, he going to cut his gonads off? He going to chop that? Really?
But we could watch the reality show that has him going
through. I don't watch reality shows, man. I'll figure it out.
I'll watch it.
If I see that dude in some heels, it's over. I'm going to be in stitches. You know,
okay,
if I see Bruce Jenner,
he's signed on for a reality show so that they can cover it. He's going to have
crazy.
Them take go through the whole process with him.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Now that's some bullshit. You that broke, you that fucked up for money that you want to film for the world to see you chopping your balls off to become a lesbian?
I don't think it has anything
How
to do with
How fucking ass backwards is that?
Yeah, that has nothing
to
do with
about
money.
It. Yo, what does it have to do with this dude is insane. That's crazy. There's no logic to moving like that. It don't make no sense. I'm sorry. I can't support that mission. Now, listen, if you want to go chop your gonads off, party people, do you. But do it early. Don't wait till you like 70 years old and want to cut your balls off. It's just probably don't even work no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you going to do with a broke pussy? Like, now you got pussy now and you, I don't get it. Listen, we going to move the fuck on. What's up with your man, too? Because, you know, he's part of this
Which
deal.
One?
Kanye
Who?
West, man. What's up with him running up on
please.
Stage?
Because he has an issue with anybody winning, unless it's Beyonce, because he got his nose so far up Jay-Z's ass that he don't know what to do. He's on his knees in front of Jay trying to suck that dick by getting Beyonce to win an award she didn't win. I mean, we, you know, love Beyonce. They have and all that
focused,
nonsense, bro. But, yeah,
all I can say
real.
About Kanye West is, yo, you definitely got a nice shoe. You got a nice shoe, buddy. You know what I mean? I mean, outside of that, you had some great albums when you was dressed up with the teddy bear on it. I love them shits, man. I definitely do. The teddy bear albums, the College Dropout shit, you know, all that shit. I loved it. I don't know what in the fuck happened to you, bro. I mean, you know, as you came spiraling out of the, I think after Maude Dukes passed away, God bless, your man lost it. He lost it somewhere, man.
No, sorry,
he lost
sure.
it. I mean, the dude's not really balanced well. You understand? He's bugged out, man. I don't get him. You know, I can't call it, man. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
I really can't.
Definitely.
What I did do, though, is I was checking out, man. Like, what could possess a dude to want to really just reinvent himself in a way where you chopping off body parts? You know, a classic example of that is your man Mike. You know what I'm saying? Mike was like, this dude was like so gully, he got the whole family nose job so they could match, and he just went ham with it. You know what I'm saying? No real talk. I was looking at an old fucking video. Enjoy yourself. Jackson 5, 1976. Now they up there doing their thing. You remember that song, Enjoy Yourself?
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
Now I'm looking at the brothers, you know, where they had brother noses. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
By the time 81 came, now we're talking about 77 to 81. Mike was officially Dominican.
Wow.
He was officially Dominican. You know
what
I mean?
Crazy.
By the time Vita came, he was Puerto Rican. Mm. You understand? By the time he did history, he was an old Chinese lady. Mike, you know, he was wilding, man. And that's just his appearance. You dig?
Wow.
That's his appearance.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But what happened to him? You know what I mean? But it happens to a lot of people.
That's
I guess
true.
Getting money, if getting money's like that, man, I'm trying to live out of a box.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because y'all make it, they make it look fucking horrible, man.
Right.
They really do. You know? And then you got
yeah.
people that need that shit that don't get it, like Oprah. You see her feet? That what they did to Mike Knowles, she got money, pay to get the fucked up hoofs fixed. Get a hammer, break the bones, and reconstruct that shit. But give us some bionic feet. You know what I'm saying? Hook them shits up, yo. Oprah's shit is fucked up. I've never seen a human foot, plural,
wait,
I should
you,
say.
But you basing that based on what? On a show you've seen her in? On a movie you saw
No,
her
I'm
in?
Basing that on pictures of her feet. I'm going to email you them shits. Yo, they almost, yo, that shit look like pretzels with salt on it. Now, when I say pretzels, you see how they're intertwined and, you know what I mean, like looking all bugged out? Yo, her shit look like she giving up, like she throwing up
oh
crip signs or something, like she in one of them little teenager gangs and shit. Oprah feet look bad. I don't know how she walk on them shits. It's like she got polio or something. I don't know, but her shit look fucked up. She's not a good look for Oprah, man. And with all that money, man, get your fucking feet fixed.
I'll
I know the
manicure
pedicure. People. Nah, a pedicure. Nah, listen. Listen, you've seen Naomi Campbell.
She got Shanae feet.
Yo.
She got Shanae feet.
Nah. I couldn't even draw it. That's how bad it is, and there's so much intricate lines and details to get the curvature of her fucked up bone structure on her feet. The shit is bad, yo.
That is
yo,
all types
bad,
of wrong.
Yo. Yeah, all types of wrong. She needs
That's
to keep,
awful.
Like, wear Crocs forever. It's a wrap for her, man. It's a wrap, man. But, you know, that's Oprah. That's how it worked out. I mean, she got that bread, though. She got enough bread to you know what I'm saying, put a hit on you, get you killed, and pay your mama off to be quiet. You know what I'm saying? She got that type of paper. So, you know, I'm going to leave her alone right now. But she definitely got to get that fixed. She got to get that. Oh, matter of fact, dig this. You ever heard of a film called Supremacy with Danny Glover?
Yes.
That's a great film.
I think I saw it. How long ago was that?
We're talking about this year. Well, not this year. We're talking 2014. We in 15.
Last year.
It's 2014. Now, the ending mark of the year. Now, basically, is a white supremacist dude who gets released from jail. Right, he got some kind of fucking issue. Apparently, he's a white supremacist. It happens. These dudes got issues. Anyway, so he gets pulled over with some chick by a black cop.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I'm thinking of something else. Go ahead.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He kills the cop. Right. Shoots the shit out of the cop. And you know, gets back into the car with the lady and drives off. So they got to hide out now because it's hot. You just killed the cop. So they go and break into a house. And Danny Glover and his family's in there, and they're holding his family hostage. I believe Diana Ross's brother her son is in it as well. And so they're going through this whole ordeal with this neo-Nazi dude, totally disrespecting the family, and holding him hostage with this crazy-ass drug addict chick that he's rocking with. But the way the movie ends is kind of funny, yo. It's really funny. It's really funny, man. It's really funny. It's not funny, but the ending of it's just like, really? You serious? Like, y'all
not funny,
Kumbaya,
not, but funny like, wow, really?
Yeah. Fuck it. I don't care. No Request gives not two shits whether you watch it or not, or whether, you know, I tell you the ending or you find out for yourself. Anyway, so the guy is talking about, you know, the supremacist dude is like, he's like, yeah, you niggers, and that's right, I use the N-word very freely, it's my show. And, you know, he said, Danny Glover pointing out to him, he's like, you talking about them niggers that be, you know, don't want to work, that want to steal from everybody, he's, you know, blah, blah, blah. So basically he was describing the skinhead dude. He was like, the only nigga I see is you. Oh. The dude starts crying. Oh, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Falls to his knees.
Oh, my
falls
God.
Falls to his knees. Hugging Danny Glover in a brotherly embrace and shit. And they walk
Stop
out
it.
To the police. Yes.
Really?
Yes. That's what I said at the end of the movie. I was like, nobody shoots this motherfucker? Because this dude was reckless. You know what I'm saying? Money was reckless. He had
wow.
to go. You understand? He had to go. But it was a good film. Even though I gave away the ending of Yard Party People, I think it's still worth a good watch. So y'all need to check that out. You know what I mean? It's called Supremacy. You need to go check that out. You know what I mean? It's not in a theater. You know, it's accessible. However you watch your picture shows, you know, watch that one. You understand? As well as Money and Violence. All right. We got
I
keep throwing out there. I'm hooked.
Yeah,
you know,
we are definitely hooked on that. And
definitely.
Everybody will be hooked on that. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, who's your absolute favorite character on that show, though? Is Rafe your favorite character? Because
Rafe is my guy because Rafe is rocking that low. So I got to give it up to my man Rafe. My man Miz is definitely,
what's up, Riz?
You know,
we miss
running
you,
up second. That's my mellow right there. You understand? Miz is definitely, that's my guy too, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Shane is coming in his own. I'm starting to really feel Shane. He's not really the brightest dude, but he's kind of got an honorable sensibility about him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where he actually knows how to play by the rules. So I can respect that. So, you know, my three guys would be Shane, Miz, and Rafe, you know what I mean?
Okay. So I'm crushing on Rafe, so I got to put him at number one. Because I'm definitely crushing on him. But he got that, his vernacular is just, it's smooth. Like the way, he's, everything about him is, yes.
Right.
1,000%. Them Yachty dudes.
Yeah.
Watch out. Shake coming for you.
Them
Yachty dudes. I like them because their acting was just like dope. It was on point with everything. Everything was crazy with them. So I kind of just put them all as one.
The light skinned Yachty dude with the braids. That's a funny dude.
Yeah,
your man be beefing hard. Like no, we must lick up the whole block. Like yo, go ahead, man. This dude, man. Fresh
For
is
real.
A good
then,
character too.
My last one, and this is a shock. This is going to be a shocker for you. But my other favorite is got to be Grimy Ty. Yo, my dude. Shooter Shane, what's up?
Ty is definitely, he's definitely one of them dudes, man.
He's somebody you want to strangle him, you want to punch him out, you want to shoot his ass, but you also
absolutely.
Just want to sit there and laugh at him and listen to him talk, and that's why he's one of my favorites, because he's just funny. He made me laugh. He's just, he's funny with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure about the girls yet. The girls, I'm kind of out with them. I don't know. Yeah, like she's cute, she's sweet, she whatever, but I think they need to go a little bit more, like, in depth.
Well,
with
I know
them.
One thing. I know that dude Damon was wearing the lining out of Jessica. I know he was wearing it out. I know he was wearing it out. Giving it that old funky bearded gold tooth dude hump. You know what I mean? She had it coming.
Yeah.
But she's a cutie though. She's a cutie, man.
She's
her weave look
good. Cutie.
Yeah, her weave look
well,
good too.
Thank
Shout
God
out
somebody
to the weave
does.
Kings. Yeah,
thank
exactly.
God
Word,
somebody
Shay's
does because
weave looks nervous.
Because Woo! Shay is she putting that name out to pasture. She, I'm not changing
she
it up
bad.
Or something. Cause
she looked like a Cabbage Patch Kid they set on fire.
Yeah,
you know, so she looked bad, yo. Yeah, she looked bad, man. She needs to step up her perm game or whatever. However, she messing with her joint, you know. But
I'm gonna make
this.
A prediction. I'm gonna make a prediction
that?
On that show though. Everything that Jessica and Homeboy, what's his name? Chopper? Is that what they had to call?
Yeah.
She had to call him Chopper. Everything that Jessica and Chopper went through for their breakup is all because of Homegirl. She set all that up. So everything that Jessica
Definitely.
Think he did, he didn't do, and vice versa. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. He probably was a good dude to her. You know what
exactly.
I mean? But too bad she messed with my man Rafe. So, you know, Rafe, you know what I'm saying? Watch your trend.
Grimy Shay.
You know?
Grimy Shay.
I know. No, but that's the hey, scratch that. That thing got nothing to do with Shay White, y'all. Can you dig it?
That's right.
All
right,
no doubt. Word up. Get you a Slurpee
that's
and a sloppy
right.
top one of these days. You know what I'm saying?
Rafe.
Rafe will come living.
Rafe, I'm coming for you,
uh-oh.
Rafe.
Uh-oh. Let her get that. All right, party people, y'all dig this. We got to come to a close. Can you dig it? I hope y'all got some good information. Y'all can run with it. Yeah, bees like that. You know what I mean?
We will be back. We ain't going to make y'all wait this long again.
No, not at all. Friday, we're going to be here Friday night, 11:30. We're going to chop it up. We actually got the podcast coming to you live and direct. You know what I mean? Live sessions. We're going to call it sessions. I like the sound of that, sessions. You know, like somebody with a banjo or some shit. But nah, we just chopping it up. Can you dig it? But that's coming to you real soon. So once again, shout out to the people, to the brothers involved with the Money and Violence show. They really put a good deal together. Party people, y'all need to check that out. Once again, go to YouTube, type in Money and Violence, subscribe to the channel, Cloud9 TV, and, dig it. Just keep,
or go
just
to Cloud9TV.net.
Yo, do your thing and handle your business and have a good night. Stay bulletproof.
Good night,
y'all. Peace, y'all.
Good night.
Hold on a second. Hold on one second. I was just thinking about something. Oh, no, that was just gas. All right, y'all. Have a good night. Peace, party people.